The IPHC's preliminary catch limit recommendation for Area 2C in 2009 is 28% lower than last year. Southeast longliners will be held to about 4.5 million pounds of halibut. That's down from a high of around 10 million pounds within the last decade.
It's going to be huge.
Linda Benkin is the director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
I know it feels a bit like a punch in the stomach to a lot of people. There'll be people who will have a difficult time or will not be able to make payments on quota share that they've purchased when the quotas were quite a bit higher.
Commercial longliners in Southeast also took a double-digit hit to their quota last year. Benkin at the time stressed that commercial longliners put stock conservation as their first priority and supported the 2008 cut. The catch reductions are part of a change in the way the IPHC counts halibut. Until a couple of years ago, the commission looked at fish populations in the different areas of the Gulf separately. Having adopted now what is called a coast-wide model, the commission believes that there is a general west-to-east movement of fish as they mature. Although the shift to the coastwide model has depressed harvest limits in southeast Alaska, Benkin still believes in the science behind the new model.
I think the commission has come to the conclusion that it's not appropriate to model as if there isn't movement between the areas, but there still are some significant differences between the regions that we think need to be taken into account. But all that said, Alpha has always followed the science. We've always asked questions. We've expected rigorous answers. We've always gotten them.
The coastwide model has its skeptics, among them Earl Comstock, a Washington, D.C. attorney and former staff member of Senator Ted Stevens, who now consults for the sport charter industry. Comstock believes reducing the commercial catch limits in Southeast will increase pressure to lower the amount of halibut taken by guided sport anglers.
You know, turning to a segment of the sport fishing industry and saying, you need to reduce the amount of fish that you're going to take because we're concerned about making sure that the commercials get as much fish as humanly possible, well, that's a policy call. But that's one that we're not obviously supportive of, and we don't think that's the right answer for the economy of Southeast or for the American public as a whole.
Because the sport charter harvest is such a small percentage of the overall halibut harvest in the Gulf, Comstock believes the IPHC's adoption of the coastwide assessment model and the subsequent swing in abundance estimates is strictly a problem for the commercial fleet.
Is that the right model? We don't know. The bottom line is that's what's causing the reduction in the commercial fishing quota, is not anything that the charter fleet is doing.
But commercial fishermen point to the numbers for Area 2C, or Southeast Alaska, for a different story. In 2007, the most recent year of available data, guided sport anglers landed almost 2 million pounds of halibut. Unguided and resident anglers in Southeast took another 1 million pounds. With the commercial catch now down to 4.5 million pounds for next year, the combined 3 million pound sport harvest looms large. The guided sport fleet last spring fought off in court an attempt to lower the daily bag limit on halibut to one fish per day. The rule was an effort by NOAA Fisheries to bring the Southeast charter fleet under its guideline harvest level, which it had exceeded in 2007 by roughly 1 million pounds. NOAA is currently preparing another rule, which Jay Gintner, the chief of regulatory operations in Juneau, says is an attempt to manage the sport fleet to somewhat approximate their GHL. Earl Comstock thinks any new NOAA rule that involves one fish a day could be headed for another court challenge.
If the same number of anglers show up, then you're gonna miss that target. It's just simple math. Even at one fish, they're going to miss that target.
The International Pacific Halibut Commission staff will recommend an overall reduction in the commercial harvest in the Gulf of Alaska of 6 million pounds, or around 10%. Some areas west of Kodiak in 3B and 4B will see slight increases over last year. South Central Alaska, or Area 3A, will see a decrease of 7%. But it is the Eastern Gulf, Southeast Alaska, and British Columbia that will see the largest decreases by far, at 28 and 22% respectively. The only bright spot in the news is that the price of halibut remains high, around $5 a pound at the dock. But Alpha's Linda Benkin says the price is not high enough to offset the disproportionate loss of the Southeast harvest. The International Pacific Halibut Commission will meet in January to take action on this year's staff recommendation for catch limits. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.